Well, it's finally on us. It's the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 46. And joining us once again, it's the senior race and sports analyst at Caesars Entertainment, Todd Furman. Todd, we're going to talk about a lot of things today, not just the line, but let's start there right now. Currently, New England 3-point favorites against the New York Giants. Where is their value in this?
It's rare to actually find value in the Super Bowl, and to be completely honest, the value evaporated from the market as soon as the professionals gobbled up the Giants plus 3.5. I think where the price is at 3, great for two-way action, and as customary for a game like this, the betting public wants to take the underdog on the money line, and they want to lay the 3 with the favorite.
Do you see this number moving at all in the next couple of days, Todd? Because we're still a couple hours before kickoff, and you know, there's some people out there that's saying, well, could this drop to 2.5 points?
We have seen a strong backing from the general public on the Giants, but I don't really anticipate moving this number to 2.5 unless things drastically change in the lead up to the big game itself. We've had pretty good balanced action, at least when you talk about the important factors for us as bookmakers, and feel pretty comfortable that this is where the number will end up closing on Sunday's kickoff.
Over under right now, Todd's at 54.5 points. So where's the money siding as we speak?
The betting public, along with the professionals, have seen value in the under in this game. The total probably set based on expectations of a Giants defense that was much maligned during the regular season. Current form speaks very differently, as this is a unit that's drastically improved as they've gotten healthier over the last 5 to 6 weeks.
Now, a lot of people love the Super Bowl week and the Super Bowl betting, and in particular, the different props. And you kind of look down the Caesars Entertainment list, and there's hundreds of props for this game. How do you come up with these prop bets, Todd?
Prop bets are one of the more creative and fun times of year for us to take advantage of some of our bookmaking acumen. Our city is known for buffets. Why not bring the buffet to the sports bettor as well? Because if you can't find a different wager, whether it's Hakeem Nicks over under receptions, will Tom Brady throw an interception, or even Jose Calderon minus 2.5 assists against Wes Welker receptions, you're not looking hard enough to try and find action for football's biggest game.
This week and this game coming up on Sunday, is this the single biggest sporting event to bet on in Vegas throughout the year?
Hands down, it is the single biggest event. You look back over the historical annals and see in 2006, we set a statewide record for $94 million wagered on the Steelers-Seahawks Super Bowl. In 2008, the last time these two teams met on this stage, $92 million was wagered. Would love to anticipate records being broken, but getting back to that $90 million threshold would be huge. The only event that comes close to rivaling the Super Bowl is the cumulative 4 days, the first four of the NCAA tournament.
Finally, Todd, the craziest prop bet. I know there's receiving yards, there's interceptions. Those are the kind of prop bets that a lot of people expect. What's the craziest prop bet right now out there, in your opinion?
From our sportsbook perspective, we have three that I really find intriguing and have created a little bit of a buzz. The first one, Manchester United goals scored in their game against Chelsea Sunday morning, -0.5 against total fumbles lost between the Giants and Patriots. We have Evgeny Malkin and Hakeem Nicks, a pick'em for shots on goal versus total receptions. And then for the other hockey nuts out there, Claude Giroux and Marian Gaborik, total points scored versus Eli Manning touchdown passes, also listed as a pick'em as well.
Todd Furman, he's a senior race and sports analyst at Caesars Entertainment, joins us each and every week. And we're even going to try to bring him back during the NHL season, and we'll talk more hockey, basketball, of course, March Madness coming up. It's all right here on TSN 1050.